welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today we are watching the 29th episode of Power Rangers Jungle Fury, Meryl and the Monkeys. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one, and we're going to get this started here in 3, 2, 1, go! Meryl and the Monkeys was the 29th episode of Power Rangers Jungle Fury. It first aired on October 20th, 2008, written by Bruce Kalish and directed by Luke Robinson.
Why? Because I don't trust anyone. Never have, never will. Gotta go.
Well, this is a different way to start this series, or an episode of this series. Oh, yeah.
You can make things very easy on yourself. Just open the door and hand over the formula. Bad choice.
Nice bracelet. But it doesn't match your outfit. Give me the briefcase.
I don't have the key.
You're not making very good choices today. Shame. I guess I'll have to take your wrist as well.
Camille! How did they know? Having questioned that, I'm enjoying this with a fight in the parking garage. We don't do that too often. This last half of this series has been pretty cool for new locations. Oh, she's so smart, runs right into a corner. Scientists.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Good. I thought that you might be.
Is she gonna be angry?
It's gone.
What was in the case?
I have to go.
Who was she? I don't know, but I'm gonna find out.
Oh, lordy.
She's not that pretty.
Well, she's not.
Not only is she beautiful, she's a genius.
That's because she's got a crush on him. Aww.
The parking lot surveillance video. Meryl Snyder is a leading scientist in her field. She's a genetic engineer.
Great. She can drive trains, too.
Friend, I think it's time to go downstairs and open the restaurant.
Fine.
So, something to do with genetic engineering interested Camille enough to make an attack like that. But what?
That's what we're gonna have to find out. Let's go.
Do you think anyone else will realize her feelings and it'll be just Dominic that doesn't? Like the other quote-unquote couple? Uh-oh.
A lot of work to be done.
Yeah.
In the restaurant.
That settles it. Dominic goes, and we go to work.
Yes! If that's what you want, boss.
Ooh, glowing blue liquid.
With this cloning formula, I can turn one warrior into an army.
We can't spare any warriors for such a foolish scheme.
What happened to all the blue glowing liquid stuff?
Give her a warrior.
As you wish. You.
No! Nanorinji. This formula only works on primates. I need a monkey.
Oh, look! There just happens to be one right there.
I was just...
Dom, you suck at this.
Yes, I was following you.
Do I need to yell for help?
Not really. But if you did, I'd probably be the one to come and help you.
Oh, really? Are you a cop or something?
More like the or something.
Must be my lucky day. I don't meet very many or somethings.
It's just that I can't tell you everything about me. If I could, I would. Can I ask you something?
Free country.
I know who you are. I know that you were attacked yesterday.
Who are you?
My name's Dominic.
How do you know all this about me?
I was kind of there.
I didn't see you. I didn't see anyone else there.
You're gonna have to trust me.
Good luck with that. What's your point?
I need to know what was taken from you.
My work.
That being?
None your business.
Oh, when everyone has secrets, it's hard to figure things out. Uh-oh. Oh, that's probably not a good idea.
Welcome to Jungle Karma.
Oh, she's not happy.
Yeah. Sure. Right this way. I'll be right back.
We need to know what was taken from you. It's already gotten in the wrong hands, and we need to know what we're up against.
I swear I wouldn't tell anyone until it was perfected. It's just that I don't really trust anyone.
I understand. But you can trust me. You know my secret. I need to know yours.
Well, I guess I have to trust someone eventually.
I'm sorry, Meryl. Can you give me 1 minute? I'm sorry. What's going on? We're just working. And spying?
Yeah, no big deal.
Oh, that. Oh, we weren't really spying. We were just looking.
Yeah.
We were spying.
You know, she's really not that pretty.
Fran, why don't you go upstairs and watch the monitors?
We're going about this all wrong. Maybe I should go in there and just explain all this to her.
No!
You guys have got to trust me on this one. I'm the only one who can do this.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. I asked her about the vial. She was just about to tell me. I don't need you guys to act weird and stuff, okay? Gotta play it cool. She's got some trust issues.
And just tell us why she'd tell you and no one else.
Because, well, because the girl likes me. I mean, she likes
me. Oh, no!
Everything, and then I'll tell you. I'm her hero. She's fallen for me. She's putty in my hand, and she's at the door, isn't she?
I'm sorry. I'm sure what you heard in there could easily be misunderstood.
Actually, no. I understood quite clearly. Goodbye.
No, let me explain. Meryl!
Wait, go, Dom! That's gonna make her happy.
She isn't even that comfortable. Okay. Yeah, it is.
Hey, guys, there's a monkey!
I'm sorry, Dom. That was some bad timing.
Yeah. No girl. No information. Not sure which one I feel worse about.
Big problem. A monkey is attacking the city.
What if Camille's plan works?
It won't.
But what if it does?
Then she'll be in Dai Shi's favor, and we'll be meaningless. We should make sure her plan fails.
Oh, okay.
Who let you out? One monkey shouldn't be too much of a problem.
Maybe not one, but how about a ton?
What? Huh?
Weird.
Huh? What?
This is going to be fun. Monkey see, monkey do. Now I make hundreds of you.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I guess that takes the mystery out of what was in the vial. It's a cloning formula.
And there's hundreds of them.
Advantage monkeys. Not if I can find Meryl and figure out the secrets of the formula.
You think you're the best person to do that?
Yeah, I do.
All right, Dom, we'll hold them off.
Okay.
This should go well.
Meryl!
Oh, look. It's the boy who's supposed to turn me into putty.
I'm sorry again about all that. I was trying to impress my friends.
Impress them with me?
No. Impress them with me. I have no excuse other than... I'm a fool.
Sounds like you have some really bad friends.
No, you're wrong. They're really good friends. I'm the one who blew everything.
You certainly did.
I need to apologize to you, Meryl. I had a job to do, and I got it all confused because I like you. And I want to make it up to you, I swear, but first I need to know what you know.
You want me to trust you again?
You have to. Look, we know you invented a cloning formula. Right now, one monster monkey has turned himself into a couple of hundred. If we don't find a weakness for it, nothing else matters.
You can't destroy the clones unless you destroy the original monkey.
There's hundreds of them. How can I tell the original monkey from the clones?
The part of the formula I haven't perfected is that the subject is left with the worst case of itching you could imagine.
That'll help.
Thanks. I gotta go. I gotta fix this, but I want to talk to you later, okay? Can we have lunch tomorrow? Same place?
I'll have to think about that.
I'll wait for you.
I wonder if they actually have multiple versions of that suit. Or if they've just reused the suit in multiple scenes.
I didn't think you'd notice.
I need you to do something for me.
Huh?
I want you to run and hide. Can you do that for me?
Gladly.
Oh! That was not one of their better special effects, but okay. It looked like a preliminary effect.
You can't be serious. There are hundreds.
Time to call in some reinforcements.
Spirit Ranger! Sure!
Oh, really? Okay.
I just monitored a communication that said a monster named Grinder was hiding out by the lake.
Thanks, Frank.
Yikes! I think I have fleas! Yo! Camille told me to stay hidden so the Rangers can't find me!
She changed her mind! She wants you to take on the Rangers alone!
Fine, but can you scratch my back?
Ask the Rangers! They ought to be here soon.
How do you know that?
I told them.
You flea!
Got an itch?
A rhino's no match for a clever monkey.
Right, okay. You know, this feels like a Mighty Morphin fight a little bit, with the nondescript land area. There's cows or something in the background there. That's cool. But you know, like, not in the city, down by the park or whatever. Could be Angel Grove Lake easily. So did they get rid of all the other monkeys? Seriously? Hey, they didn't call it a Megazord this time. That's cool.
Rhino Blade, Super Freeze.
How did that work? I don't understand why it would have freezing power. Yeah, why? They're completely innocent, probably. Scorch. Snapper. I find that you conspired against Camille. It will be the end of both of you. Is that because you respect her as a phantom beast, General? Or because you have human feelings for her? Ooh. What just happened?
Pizza? You're a good friend, Fran. It's good pizza.
Oh, sweet. I guess that was kind of a date. I actually thought she'd show up. Oh well, what do I know? All right, so what's going on with good old Dai Shi? Something happened with his hand. It looked dirty. Something's happening with his powers, too. This is interesting. And it's possible he has feelings for Camille? Is that possible? It sounds like they're setting up that Jared is going to come back. I wouldn't be surprised considering what I remember from the Sentai. So that'd be kind of cool. Anyway, that's going to do it for this time out. I want to thank you all for watching or listening. Next time, we'll be watching the 30th episode, To Earn Your Stripes. Which is weird, because I would have thought all of them had earned their stripes by now, but what do I know? Again. Until then, take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. Souls of Gek, Gek, Kageki ni